This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode 411. If you just joined us, here's what you missed. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to another brand new episode of our weekly podcast, Panda.
Hey, 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 hey.
How you doing?
I'm toasty, warm, and happy.
Yeah, because, you know, I keep Esh Central warms all year round.
I can feel my feet.
Because I don't believe in being cold. That's bull.
Shite.
Yeah, what she said. But I'm doing pretty good, too. I've had a pretty good week. It was a good time. You know, I had drinks.
That's always good. Veterans Day was last week, so you got, like, a day off?
No, I didn't. You did.
I got to play Destiny all day.
Yeah, I came in and, like, rushed, like, a couple hours before I passed out on my couch. But, nah, I did some volunteer work. I, like, got some video games in, because I got Unity on deck, which I'll be talking about next week, because I got to actually spend some time with it. And, you know, get past some microtransactions or whatever. What? Did I bring that up, kind of?
Oh, yes, you did.
Okay. But we'll be talking about that next week. Also, the Master Chief Collection.
I can talk about that a little bit.
Got that in, so we'll be talking about that next week. If my dog actually didn't destroy my Call of Duty disc, I'll be talking about Advanced Warfare next week.
That's okay.
You know,
it went to a better place. It was
no,
it was meant to go to heaven.
We don't know. That it's destroyed yet. So we'll see. And you might be saying, hey, Ninja, why are you talking about all these great games that you're going to be talking about next week? Well, because this week we have something special for you. We thought, since the episode is episode 411.
Which is info.
Which is information in pretty much, I believe, all of the U.S.
I think so, too.
We thought it'd be interesting to, like, share some info. And, yes, if you haven't put it together yet, this is a clip show. What?
But not like any clip show that we've done for you guys before.
No, it's like clip shows that... That's not a lie. It's like clip shows that we've done before. But it's even more fun stuff that some of it we've shared, some of it we haven't before.
But, I mean, all of our other clip shows have had, like, an intended theme.
This one has a theme.
But this one is a more encompassing umbrella theme than a...
It's a random of organization. It's organized chaos. Yeah! Let's go with that.
Sure,
I like that. That sounds smart. Organized chaos. So, with that, grab your Bev and enjoy episode 411.
The story of how ESH got started was originally told in this June 2006 interview.
We started the website in May. We just pushed out the door episode 21 of our podcast this week with two bonus episodes that we did separately on our top fives. I can't remember what the
five
titles
what?
Were. Mine were the top five replay games, you know, my go-to games in my stash that when I'm having a bad day, just something I can go to real quick and enjoy and have fun and not have to worry about leveling up and that kind of stuff, games I'll play over and over again. So that was mine. And I think, Panda, was yours your top five?
Mine was my top five favorite anime OVA movies
ever. That's right.
Here's another explanation from episode 400.
But it's just like, it's amazing to see and think back to how much has changed. Like, we started out on Blogger.
Yep, you know, I remember that.
And that was like, you know, and so the story was originally the website that we were going to do was called Splendid Blunder, bought the domain, and it was basically going to be a remix channel. So I had the idea for SoundCloud like back in the day and I just didn't do it. And what we were going to do.
You could have been a billionaire.
Fucking shit, right? And what we were going to do.
You had one job.
I had one fucking job and I ran away from it. And so what we were going to do is we were going to put out the base of a track that we created in GarageBand and ultimately, when I got my skills better, Logic, for people to then take and remix. And so, and that was going to be the Splendid Blunder that, you know, people just by picking up other people's stuff and then layering more things onto it or taking things out could create a great song. Like, that was the idea. And so we bought the domain and we started playing with GarageBand back and forth, sending stuff to each other. And we just couldn't get it right. And the files were so big. And I was like, well, fuck, I already bought the domain. What are we going to do? And I started doing the web design for it. And so we were talking one Friday night and we completely ended up not talking about music. We started talking about anime and video games that we were playing and watching. And my husband was cracking up listening to us talk. Our mom, I could hear her cracking up listening to Amanda on the other line, and I was just like, maybe we should just do this. Like, we could still do a podcast, but instead of it being about the music creation process and, like, the remix that we did, let's just talk about this stuff for a while. And so that's how the podcast started.
Oh, man, that was me at age 22.
Yeah.
Woof.
22?
That was 8 years ago.
Yep. And I was able to deal with it, because you at 22 was something else.
Oh, I don't even remember 22.
Yeah, it's
really, I imagine it's like that Taylor Swift song.
That's
kind of.
I feel like that's what.
Kind of. To be honest. Taylor Swift was a thing.
That's really terrible.
I know.
But it's kind of true. But legit, like, it was really an accident that the show became what it was.
It was a splendid blunder. Whoops.
And then you think of, like, the whole landscape. So when we started, we were on Blogger. You know, there were no easy ways to capture audio out of Skype. So people were using, you know, old audio mixers to get people into a room to try and do podcasts. There were really few guys out there that were podcasting about video games. Nelson had, I think, just before we started our podcast, like, legit signed on to be the voice of Xbox.
Right.
Gamertag was out there, and we were listening to them. All Games is out there, and we were listening to them. But there were, like, very few who were doing things about video games. And there was nobody talking about anime.
No.
The podcast session on iTunes had like 15 shows in it. And it's amazing when you look at it now, and there's like thousands upon thousands of podcasts. There are people that are making livings doing video shows on YouTube. Broadcast TV shows have moved off of broadcast and have gone completely digital.
Yep. Like, some of those soap operas.
Yeah, it's like crazy when you think of it's been less than a decade, and how much has so dramatically changed in the entertainment sphere. You know, back in the day, there were no females other than a few amazing chicks, by the way, that you even saw on video game programming. There were two channels that even did anything on video games that were in the high end of cable that you had to pay for.
Right.
You know, and now it's freaking everywhere. So I had the idea for SoundCloud like back in the day and I just didn't do it. And what we were going to do,
I did have SoundCloud.
I can you imagine how much money we would have made?
Damn me!
Fucking job.
Like, I can't imagine having a conversation with 22-year-old Pandalicious. Now.
There was no conversation with 22-year-old Pandalicious. You just let the stream of consciousness go, and you accepted it. And
I just, but no, like, when it. Me now, Pandalicious at 30, like, when I think back of what I can remember about being 22, I don't think, from a business standpoint, I would be like, I want to put this girl on a show. I want to put this girl in the front lines of entertainment. I don't think I would trust her.
I want this girl to pay attention to the conversation that she's in the middle of.
I mean, I still struggle with that now when I'm 30. So, I mean, clearly, you know, you took a chance on, you know, a kid from the other side of the tracks,
I believed you would come around.
And it took 8 years.
It took way longer than I thought.
It took 7.5 years.
Way.
For her to finally get, like, oh, this is for real.
Way longer.
This is not for play plays anymore.
But I'm determined. You say redeemable.
Perseverance.
I have perseverance.
Recording errors and other problems cropped up in the first half dozen shows, resulting in episodes that weren't optimal. Here's how you described that. 5 years later.
But if you're looking for us, you should look for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right, because we are not the only show that exists in the land of Esh. We're just the one that started it. You can blame us.
While you can blame Ninja.
Yeah, actually. You can pretty much name. Yeah, because I did start it. But you were there helping me from episode one.
Oh, God.
All four versions.
I know.
That we recorded.
What is it? I think probably Black Wolf over on the Black Wolf show was like, the first 6 episodes are pure shit of any show. And I'm probably, if I think back to our first 6
shows, I'm pretty sure
they were utter crap on air.
We'd have to go back and listen.
I don't want to.
I think 1 through 4 were probably pretty, like, awful. I think around 6 we kind of got into it.
We were like, I think we need to put a lot more effort into what we're doing if we're going to do this.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much where we ended up.
By the winter of 2006, you began to get notoriety for the show. By that time, Ninja had attended the E3 conference. On the website, you had attracted 50,000 visitors for a story about Sony's upcoming PS3, and you started appearing as guests on the All Games Network. Here are some excerpts from one interview.
They have a site that's called Electric Sisterhood. It is a website that speaks from a girl gamer perspective. And the two of the hosts, Ninja Sister and Pandalicious, are both gamers. Ninja Sister is a freelance web designer, former videographer, originally from Massachusetts. Hey, right on. I'm from Massachusetts. She's currently in Virginia, though, and she's aged to perfection at 27. Good for her, giving out her age. Nobody really likes to tell how old they are. True. She's like, hey, I'm 27, deal with it.
Exactly.
She's also been playing video games since age 6 and been an anime fan since the early 90s. And for Ninja, gaming is life and anime is love. And I heard the collective boing of gamer boners everywhere. I mean, Jesus Christ, that's like a 1-2 punch. You get guys who go, I can't believe it. That's a chick saying that? Gaming is life and anime is love. Pandalicious is currently in her last year of college as a criminal justice major. Okay. Yeah. And she's the younger of the sisters coming in at a very respectable 22. Tell me a little bit about the site. How did it, who decides, hey, let's have our own gaming site. Screw all these guy sites.
That would be me, Ninja Sista. Basically what we had decided was, you know, we spent all this time every week when we would talk to each other, talking about games and anime, that we might as well just have a website where we could tell everybody what we thought.
Okay,
yeah,
now we do have
brains of this operation.
Who's the brains of the operation? Panda? You?
Ninja. It's totally Ninja.
Oh, really? You're the criminal justice major and the girl that loves anime and everything. She's the brains.
Yeah, she put most of this together. I'm just the sexy voice who likes to watch TV a lot.
Let me tell you something right now, Mayor Young, Jessica, and our guests and the people listening. I can tell right now that this is a good show that these girls do. I can tell that their site is good. Not for anything other than she didn't come on here to talk about, like, oh, why aren't girls this or why, you know, the first thing she wants to talk about is how the PSP failed and how the UMD is a bad. And that shows me that they're not trying to, like, be the girl solution to whatever. They're
these
trying
are,
to say, we talk
that,
about this stuff.
That just happen to be girls.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we started the website mostly because I didn't see anything out there that was like ESH. You know, every girl gamer website that I went to was, you know, crazy pink, and there were ads for shampoo. And
what are the reaction from men and just people in general when they hear what you're up to?
Every guy that I've told and then handed a subsequent flyer out to is like, oh my God, that's so cool. Really? No, really, you game? And then they're always like, well, do you play any good games? And I'm like, well, define good. I'm like, I'll whoop your ass at DOA. Is that good? And then I was like, oh my god, are you married? Can I date you? You know, and so I haven't gotten any negative response to anyone that's found out about the site or the podcast. Pretty much everybody's just really interested and thinks that it was a really cool idea.
What's the story with candy bitches?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, you take this one, Ninja.
We were just having fun.
I was listening to one of their shows, and they were giving away candy to people. Are you literally mailing candy to
people? We are literally mailing candy to people every week.
Is this some kind of horrible Halloween thing from last year that you're still dealing with? Or?
No. Basically, when we started the website, most of the people that were coming to the website were just friends. And so we were trying to figure out something that we could do that would get people to come to the site and be interactive. So I'm like, well, we're going to have to give away something. I'm like, because people will always come for free stuff, but what can we give away? And I didn't want it to be, you know, something that would eat a big hole in my pocket because, you know,
yeah,
my pockets is a little thin. So I was like, well, candy. Well, what kind of candy? Because everybody likes candy. Even diabetics, if they can't eat the candy, they appreciate getting candy.
All right.
You know? So I was like, okay, all right, so we'll give away candy. And I looked and found that we could, you know, create little packs of custom candy colors from M&M's. So I thought, okay, well, I can get a bunch of these M&M's and we'll bag them up and we'll make them look all cute. And we'll give away a bag of candy each week to somebody. And we'll announce it on the podcast and so that they'll get their name on the website. And we'll get a picture from them if they want. And we'll make a gallery of it. And then that way, you know, they can be interactive. I mean, it's something we can do every week, you know, just to let people know that we appreciate them coming and reading the stuff and saying something, even if it's not nice.
Right. So have you gotten, you know, requests for dates?
I get requests on Xbox Live constantly. Anytime I turn my mic on and tell them that I am, in fact, a girl gamer and they can identify my voice and go, oh, my God, you're not a 14-year-old boy. You are a girl. Usually the next question is either, do you have a man, do you want a man, or how big are your boobs?
Mm. All right, go for it. Why no pictures? Obviously, people are dying to see what the Ninja Sista and Pandalicious look like. Is it? Are you trying to keep the mystery alive? Is that it?
Well, I always wanted a little bit of, you know, anonymity, you know, on the net. But then as we started doing this, you know, my sister is still in school. And I started thinking, you know, if we get very popular, I don't want the popularity thing to interfere with her being able to get through her classes and get through her semester and all that kind of stuff.
You guys realize it's a podcast, right? You guys aren't on Lost or anything.
Well, no. It's,
or are they?
We don't know.
The thing is, if things go really well, we will probably do a video cast. Right now, it's a little difficult for us to do that because I'm here in Virginia and she's still in Massachusetts. And then we decided that, you know, if we can make it through as far as popularity and people actually coming to the website, that for our year anniversary, we would put actual pictures up on the website of all of us.
It says here you are both actual really sisters. Are you truly sisters?
Yes. People don't believe us, but...
Mom and dad? Same mom and dad?
Same mom and dad. Grew up in the same house. If I need a liver, I can get it from her.
Very good. Anyone needs a liver. It also says here that you're both black and Portuguese.
Yes.
Neither of them can speak the language.
No.
Why not? Why not honor your native heritage
by
speaking
about
Portuguese?
The language Portuguese versus black.
Yeah, I was about to say, specify
I
which one.
Speak black.
Oh, okay.
But I am fluent in Blackanese.
Why not honor your native country by learning the language? People obviously would see that as a sign of disrespect.
We always wanted to. Our family is really interesting in that our grandmother, who actually came to this country from Portugal, was married a couple of times, so there are like clans in our family. And the only people who actually learned the language were the older children. She stopped speaking Portuguese with the younger ones. So by the time we came around, there was no one left who actually spoke the language, and we just haven't had a chance to learn it.
There was a question early on about exactly how you would come up with topics for future episodes. This is an example from episode 7.
So you can go to the website. We have all the information there on how to add the other feeds.
So see, we make it easy for
you. We're making it easy for you. So you can get all of the goodness.
This isn't Chinese algebra, guys.
Yeah, mostly we did it because we were posting so much that we were bouncing our iTunes episodes off the playlist.
Wow.
So people kind of kick back on the subscribing because they're like, well, they only got one episode. We have more than one episode.
This is number 7.
This is number 7.
We're almost close to 10.
Lucky number 7.
We should do something really big for number 10.
I'm thinking about it. Well, the thing is, if we do something really big for number 10, what are we going to do at 20? 25? What are we going to do at 100?
Something really, really, really big?
We'll see.
As you went along, the current episode number always weighed heavy on your mind.
And this is episode 49 of our podcast.
Wow, we're almost to the big 5-0, guys.
Almost to the year anniversary.
Actually, 52 would be the important one because it's our year.
Yep.
Wow.
It will be the year. You are.
Although 50 is damn cool too, because it means we're. I almost said it means we're halfway done, which would be awesome. 100 episodes. Wow.
Wow. Limited run. Damn. Get them while they're hot, people.
I know. Apparently, we're not lasting very long.
No, dude, we're going out of business. Everything must go.
Hope that thoughtless comment doesn't turn out to be prophetic. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
because
if it does, I'm totally going to whoop your ass. I will fly up to Massachusetts.
And I'll be like, guys, I have bigger, better things to do, so I'm quitting the band. Well, guys, that's in a year, so I don't think any of us are going to remember I said this shit.
I know.
Of course, then we'll probably remember that.
Sporting.
At that point, we'll be so famous that everybody will, like, have memorized all of our previous podcasts, and we'll have that one asshole fan that comes back and says, yeah, but you said...
In episode 49 of your podcast, you said that you guys are only going to go for another 50 episodes.
Hey, I would be, I don't know. If
I love how we both did man voice, because everybody knows that fan's a guy. That fan's
totally
never a girl.
Totally a dude. Always a dude.
Watch, now it's going to be a girl just to show us that we're wrong. She's like, what the fuck? WTF. What Valley girl would ever listen to us?
We're about to get pretty damn close to coming out to episode 100.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if you've noticed, it's creeping up on us kind of quickly.
What episode are we on? Because I'm ashamed to admit it.
Yeah,
but I stopped listening to us a long time ago.
Yeah.
So even when it was just you guys, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. We're on, this episode is actually going to be episode number 83.
Yeah. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been a while. Glad to have you back, though.
Yeah.
Yay! So here's what I'm thinking, episode 100, kind of a look back on the previous 100 episodes, announced.
So like another clip show kind of thing?
No, we're going to record
it. No,
because
we'll be here talking.
We'll
like,
be here
man.
Talking. When we did episode 1 that fifth time, I really was starting to think that maybe we shouldn't do a podcast. That kind of stuff. Because we recorded episode 1, I think, 5 times.
Yeah, because or, like the first like 10 episodes I was in where my Skype would not work.
Yes. How did we get to 200?
Well, there was one show, and then there was another show, and then there were like 100 shows after that,
right?
And then there was a couple more shows,
right? And then there were
was a
like
couple of clip shows,
right? And then there were like 80 more shows,
and then we were at 199. We were like, holy shit. Wow.
That's right. That's pretty much what happens.
I think we were like, if we can do this for 100, then we're going to do this for real.
I think that was the line that you put out, if I remember correctly.
Because I had the attention span of a gnat. So clearly, if you could convince me to stick around for 100 of anything, if it's not dollars, that is an achievement that you should just get in life.
Achievement unlocked!
Honestly, after so many episodes, you can only hear yourself.
I don't listen to the podcast.
I stopped listening.
Unless there are clip shows that I wasn't a part of putting together.
I think I actively stopped listening to the shows while we were producing them. And then...
You stopped listening to the shows
while we were recording
them. Don't lie.
From the beginning, There was always a question as to how long this show would last with the original host.
My feelings aren't going to get hurt if you decide I don't want to be a writer anymore. And not you, but, you know, like, if Chase is just like...
How would you feel if I was like, I don't want to be a writer anymore, and I don't want to be on the podcast anymore, and I don't want to do anything anymore?
I would fly up to Boston and probably do physical harm to you.
No.
At least stay on the podcast, and you're fine. You go off the podcast, I will physically harm you.
That ball.
I will do the jail time
onto my leg. No, I'm not going anywhere.
Right? I know you are.
I mean, 8 years and Panelicious is still here. Doesn't write as much as she used to, and she clearly doesn't even write. I don't even write about anime anymore.
Nope.
But
you stayed on the podcast.
But I stayed on the podcast.
So you didn't catch that ass whooping.
I did not come to physical bodily harm.
Priorities.
True speak. Self-preservation.
By your 7th year, it seemed that you finally became comfortable with the process.
So wait, what do I do?
All right, so here's yep. how it goes. I know, everybody asks that. So it's, you say, this is Electric Sisterhood podcast number...
And then whatever number it is.
386.
Holy crap.
And then 386?
386.
Yeah,
we're going to write that down.
We're going to hit 400 soon.
Man, 8 years.
Yeah. 8 years.
Now, see, what's going to happen is when my mind...
We've been doing this podcast half as long as I've been married.
One of these days, someone's going to be like, what's the longest commitment that you've had? I'm like, I don't know. You're going to be like...
And I'm going to be like,
this.
The longest committed like, relationship she's been in.
Podcast.
This podcast. Your boyfriends? Not so much.
Not even.
8 years.
Actually, if I put all of them together, they still don't
they
even
They still
equal.
Don't even equal
8 years.
Booyah.
I've had horrible I'm taste in guys before.
But you've got great taste in sisters.
Don't
ruin the moment.
Okay.
Don't ruin the moment. Just pound it out.
Okay.
Damn it, Panda. You're fun to podcast with.
If I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be here.
I know you wouldn't. So
obviously there's some tender vittles there.
Make sure that you check out the podcast. Big ups to everyone that's popped on to our social channels this week and become friends. We got a bunch of you from a couple of Follow Friday recommendations, and we appreciate it, especially the homie that right now is banging through the marathon. Hopefully by the time you get to this episode, it will have been a couple of days, but shout out to you, marathoning it, because starting from scratch and marathoning Esh is hardcore.
Oh, my God. Wait, so, what?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's why you should pay attention to our socials.
I apologize for episodes 1 through 112.
Panda was not present.
It's weird because for the beginning of the show.
No, you were not present.
No. For the first 3 weeks, I was totally for, but we were struggling so hard, and I was like, you know what? Maybe this isn't a deal. And then when Magic came on board, I'm like, oh, there's 3 of us, so I could be even more lazy. And then she left. I'm like, now I have to be less lazy. And here I am now. Essentially.
So, yeah.
So I apologize for episodes 1 through maybe even 200.
Yeah, let's be legit. Like, there are quite a few podcasts where I was like, well, what do you think, Panda? And you're like, huh?
Huh? What? I wasn't listening to you.
Yeah. But yeah.
But I have learned to be nicer about it now.
So seriously, shout out to at Okashina, who is currently marathoning our podcast.
Oh, God, man. If you get through it, I think I'm going to talk to our friends at Microsoft and ask them to give you, like, an achievement.
There's got
to
be an achievement for that.
It's like...
If nothing else, we'll make our own...
You did the thing.
You did the thing. We haven't even done the thing.
I don't even re-listen to our shows, and I'm on them.
I haven't listened to all 400 episodes, and I'm on these things.
It's like, and so. I love the sound of my voice.
But, as with the early years, you know one day this all will end.
Maybe when we get to a point where Esh, you know, has run its course, we should set Esh things on fire.
We don't have a lot of Esh things to set on fire.
I know.
I'm not lighting any of my consoles, any of my TVs, or any of the shirts on fire.
No.
There's maybe, like, old business cards.
Set ablaze.
Which I'm pretty sure you can't do, because if they caught in the wind, they could set other things on fire.
All right, never mind.
So maybe we made, like, a bonfire pit on the beach, if they could, like...
Bonfire!
But otherwise, no. No, we won't be setting things ablaze.
Effigies!
To say goodbye to Esh.
It's so hard to say goodbye to Escher Day.
Really?
Yeah.
You did that?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to own that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been recorded into history.
The podcast was tagged with the explicit tag from the beginning. This was most evident by the opening line of the show.
All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast.
Fucking was the best thing I could have done for our intro.
Wait, that sounded so not right.
I know, but that's totally me. Is not right. I am not right with the world or anything.
But I completely forgot that was totally you.
I can't remember. How did the initial opening even sound?
I don't remember.
Like, I don't remember there never being fucking in the first in the intro.
I don't remember.
Was it just like the best, and then it was just you, and then like I should be incorporated, and then that just happened. And I remember that being like, that's really good. We should do that. And then it's...
I don't know that we had, like, a formalized, like, intro, actually.
I think for the longest time we didn't. And then we played with GarageBand, and it kind of happened. And...
I think after this one you said that, I was like, that's an awesome way we should use that as the intro. Let's do that next week.
However, the opening of the first shows didn't contain the obscenity. That didn't appear until episode 12. Near the end of the show.
Because I gotta remind you people that you gotta keep hitting up the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best,
the fucking best,
girl gaming and anime podcast ever.
Ever!
It didn't appear again until episode 15.
Keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best, girl gaming.
The fucking best.
I'm sorry. The fucking best girl gaming and anime podcast ever.
After this appearance, it became a staple of the show.
So, you gotta keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best.
The fucking best.
I'm sorry. The fucking best girl gaming and anime podcast ever. You gotta keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the fucking best.
Aw, you did it before I could do it.
Girl gaming, an anime podcast. Man. As always.
Don't take my line.
I'll do whatever I want. I run this kingdom.
Uh-oh.
Just kidding. It's the principality. All right, this is ESH, Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
You're welcome. Girl gaming and anime podcast.
All right. Oh, wait.
All right. Oh, wait, no.
Yep.
It's not all right.
Panda's not here, so you're going to have to do the fucking best part.
Okay.
All right. So let's try this again. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming gadget and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Magic Mystic Girl.
And Pandalicious couldn't be with us for this recording because she's very sick. So if you guys want to be really nice, you could send her a little email and let her know that you're thinking about her and that you hope she feels better and all that other happy horse malarkey crap.
Yeah, go get her one of those flash animation cards.
Oh, she'd love that. Yeah. Good times. Coffee. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, this is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
A fucking best.
Girl gaming and anime podcast. How's that work?
I honestly think my popularity went up because I say fucking every show.
Yeah, because Mackenzie did it when you weren't on the podcast last week. She had to do the fucking best because I started to do the intro and I got to the part where you say fucking best and I'm like, oh shit, hold on, we gotta rethink this. So I do the thing, right? And so I'm like, you're gonna have to say it. And it sounds so lame when she says that. She doesn't say it like you say it.
Well,
and,
of course not. She's not me.
I know.
Which, I mean, we've had the same, like, intro for a very long time. Maybe it's time to be jazzed it up.
We keep saying then we're going to change the intro and the out music, and then we're going to jazz up the intro.
I know.
And then we go, then the intro is good. Come on.
Well, I'm just saying, don't you remember when you had the music and it had Bring It, Bitches?
It still does.
Oh.
The fuck?
Goes to show that I don't listen.
The music has not changed. It says, Electric Sisterhood. Bring it, bitches.
Oh, well then.
It still does.
I skipped the opening.
Obviously.
I thought we got rid of that.
No, we didn't.
Well, because it's only your voice. You know how many times I often, like, when people would talk to me about the shows, they'd be like, so who's doing that in the beginning song? I'm like, it's not me. I'm like, that's all Ninja. That's Ninja playing around with the diva setting in freaking GarageBand.
Correct.
You also warn listeners about other detrimental effects of the show.
Then we're going to need an honest-to-goodness warning label.
Yeah.
It's like, consume ESH at your own risk.
Really?
Yep.
This podcast may contain high levels of nonsense, tangents, crazy and or wackiness.
Yes.
Funny indeed. Odors. Funny odors? What? All right, so anyway.
Why didn't I say that it contained nuts? That would have been the best place for me to say that.
Because this was young Pandalicious.
This was like 23.
Who was not aware of making a peanut allergy joke being perfect at the time.
Oh, because that would have been great.
That would have been perfect. See, this is what educated Pandalicious will now bring to the show. And does bring to the show on a regular basis.
That hurts.
There has always been a fight about doing the show titles. For the longest time, Panda needed assistance.
Okay, all right. So all you need to say is this is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode number 50. Anything stiff can be broken.
Oh, let me write that out, because I'll forget it.
I know. I write them out, because I would
do. Yeah, let me write out. I'm not used to doing openings. I can barely do them on my top five.
Oh, you do fine on your top fives.
So wait, it goes, this is the Electric Sisterhood. What?
How you many? Say, this is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode number 50.
This Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode number 50.
Anything stiff can be broken.
Do I have to do it in the monotone voice?
No, you do whatever infliction feels good to you, and you might want to do it a couple of times so you can yes, play around with it.
All right. This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode 50. Anything stiff can be broken.
That was it. Jesus Christ. You're all pissed off that you're going to do it wrong, and you nailed it.
Oh, yay!
Go you.
I totally did the whole, like, snapping with my hand thing to make it sound, to make it feel like broke it. James, do I need to write this down?
You should probably open up your stickies.
Fuck you with your stickies. Great, now you've gone and changed the course of history.
I have.
You have fucked me up, because now I have to learn how to do something. I have to memorize the whole new thing now.
I know, 3 years in now, and you got to memorize a whole new thing that you read off of stickies anyway.
I have so much fun show.
I've got two words. I've got two letters for you. F and U. You can put them together.
You can spread them apart. You can turn them inside out for all I care. Yeah, basically, Zeno, we've been doing the show for 3 years. And up until today.
Hey, great actresses have to read scripts on set all the time.
Yeah, guess what, though? Within 3 months, they learn their fucking lines. However, my sister has had a hard time remembering how to do our intro. So she has a stack of sticky notes.
You know what? Bite me. This is, you know, I'm going to bite a pretzel, and this is what you can do. You can just.
So anyway, get your sticky out. You might want to use a big font.
Fuck you.
You might want to make this a blue sticky, so that you know that's an important change.
I'm putting it in Word, bitch. I hate you.
Okay, I actually liked end of the trilogy next to the prequel, but my top is if Ice-T says it ain't over, it ain't over.
I'm not in the mood to say the title this week.
But you said it.
I know.
And you like it too. That's why you're like, I don't want to say the title.
I don't want to say it. I said it last week.
I know, but you said the fucking thing that was awesome. Oh.
What do you like, Amanda?
Yeah.
Those two, too.
No. Yeah, see?
Well, you silly girl.
I know. Well, I can't say I like something that I don't like. Yep. I'd be lying to myself.
And me.
Of all people to lie to, I mean, I'll lie to you, but I'm not going to lie to me.
I appreciate your honesty.
I can't not trust myself.
People have difficulty discerning Ninja from Panda, as evidenced by this comment.
Has anyone told you yet that the last show that you and I did, that people couldn't discern who was talking because our levels are exactly the same?
That doesn't surprise me.
I've gotten several emails on the forums that are like, I don't know what happened to your mic, Panda, but you sound like Ninja now, and we kind of miss you, the old you. Can you put your headset back on, please? And I was like, wow, okay. I'm like, I thought I sounded really good for a change, but whatever.
So they're saying I sound like shit?
No, but they just were like, you don't sound like you, because now you sound like Ninja, and we miss you. Because since we were using the same mic, there was no chance for the levels to be different. It was just really funny that people picked up on that. That's all. Just thought I'd say something.
Uh-huh. Okay. I know that they love you more.
They do not.
They do. Right,
they do not. Oh. You can talk tech. They love that shit. They cream their pants for tech talk. And I'm like, I don't know what a vid card does. And they're just like, you're an idiot. So let's not even go there.
As time went along, Panda flexed her wings and began appearing on other shows, a phenomenon we call pod crashing. On one show, she even got her own theme song.
Pandalicious had the news, filling in for Loser Lee with gaming news for you and me. Pandalicious had the news, the Dead Pixel Live News.
Pandalicious has the news.
Oh, please don't say that.
With gaming news for you and me. Pandalicious has
the news. Please stop. Please.
The Dead Pixel Live News.
Please. Please. I beg of you. Please don't sing that.
Why?
Because that guy's voice. It's not about your song. I think your song is adorable. It's just that dude's voice. Let me get a good pen.
Did I tell you about, did you hear the song that I told you he sang about me about, I hope I go to the place where the puppies go?
Nope.
I was like, the pound? Like, that's not very encouraging.
That's not really nice. He just called you a dog.
No, that's not what he meant.
The most surprising thing that happened was that you saw evidence that people were listening to the show.
I also have to give a shout out to our sponsor, Velocity Micro. They are makers of custom-built gaming mobile and home PCs. They're built by gamers, for gamers, and it's the exclusive PC that we use here in the Land of Esh for reviewing PC title games. So, if you're looking for a bomb-ass machine, check them out at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the bitches from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. I'm telling you, you won't be disappointed with any machine that you pick up from Velocity Micro. I know I'm not! And now we
Yeah, rub that in.
Oh, I it was really funny.
It was really funny. A friend of mine quoted part of the Velocity Micro spiel at me the other day. I was like, A, are you quoting my podcast? Because that's the shit. And B, are you quoting a Velocity Micro part of the podcast?
What did they quote?
It was really
Which
funny.
Which did they part? I am going to try and get in the habit of getting out of saying Girl Gaming Tech Gadget and Anime Podcast and just get into it.
I know, it's hard.
Yeah, it well, yeah,
we've been just saying it so long.
Saying it for 3 years.
I know, it's hard.
I just want to get into, you know, gaming, tech gadget, anime podcast.
You might want to listen to this week's episode of B3. It was actually really funny because the girl Kristen I was just telling you about at the end of the show,
mm-hmm.
told us, like, I know Pandalicious is part by heart, and she does. And she says it verbatim on the show. I was so fucking embarrassed. I'm like, wow. I'm like, people listen.
Yeah. But before we jump into that, I want to say thanks to everyone that sent us congratulatory shout-outs. We actually have a few more that we're going to share at the end of this episode. So guess what? You're going to want to listen to this episode in its entirety. I mean, you should always listen to our episodes in their entirety.
But I mean, if you don't, this will be one that you might want
to
do.
Yeah, because there are some nice, you know, things being said about us. And who doesn't like hearing nice things being said about
someone?
I mean,
I wish I heard nice things about me every damn day.
I do, don't you?
Like, I think I should wake up to just random people be like, Panda, you are so awesome. Like, you're unbelievably awesome. Did you do something to your hair? Do you want me to brush it? Well, actually, that's
so you want servants, is what you're saying.
No.
Because that's what it sounds
like.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Madam is looking especially wonderful today.
No, I don't
want
to call you Madam. No.
So you prefer for your servants to call you Panda?
I want them to feel... I mean, I... No, I don't want...
Gotcha, bitch!
I don't want servants.
Yes, you do.
No, but I would like to see... I'd like Twitter to become my room of gratuitous praise. Like, I think there should be several tweets a day about how awesome I am. And how modest I am, too.
Oh, yes, yes. Because you are the paragon of modesty.
I am...
I mean, when you look it up on Urban Dictionary... You're the picture.
I'm just the paragon, period.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what you're going to go with. Okay, fine. You do that. Okay? Yeah, you do that. You make that happen.
You began ending the show by proclaiming that the podcast was toast, and then you picked what you wanted on your toast. When you finally gave up on toast, you dedicated an entire episode, 178, to your previous references to toast.
Actually, it really did, though, because we went back and forth for a couple of days trying to figure out a better end to the episode once we actually got a actual episode together. That's another podcast and another story.
Yeah, I completely agree.
So toast comes to the forefront. Would you say we're done?
I say we're done.
Would you say that this episode is toast?
I would say this episode... is toast.
Strawberry jam or Concord grape?
I say grape.
I just love the grape. Alright.
So now we have an action for our toast, or rather not even an action, but more of a coating for the toast.
Well, and that was the thing. Like, we had decided that we wanted to always say the episode was toast when we made the decision, but we weren't really sure what to do after saying that.
It was like, toast is really dry. We have to liven it up with some condiments.
Well, we talked about it, and I really wanted to do the whole Mortal Kombat toasty, but we couldn't really do that.
Because we'd get sued.
Well, and I can't do that repeatedly.
Well, no.
But we kept going with toast.
And it just seemed right at the time.
I'm turning my toast into pork chops and rice and Spanish beans.
You suck.
No, that's what Hot Mess is for. He cooks me dinner. And it tastes so good.
Magic.
Oh my God, it's like food set.
In your mouth?
My mouth.
That's usually
it's
where
like
it goes.
In my mouth.
It's like food in my mouth. It's so good. Magic.
I guess I'll have to hotwire mine so that I can get Xbox 360.
Okay,
live.
Please do. Please do. Okay, let's make the electrical toast happen, people. I like this. I like this a lot. Me, I'm just going to turn my toast into a pizza because I'm hungry now and I don't have anybody to cook me pork chops. And I also do not have pork chops.
It's all gone.
You suck. Okay. So,
As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
We are out.
What are you eating?
She's eating what she just said she was going to turn her toast into, the bitch.
You're already eating it?
She's already eating it. We haven't finished the show and she's already eating it.
I'm fucking hungry.
Well, I'm Ninja Sista. She's fucking hungry.
I'm fucking hungry.
Then you switched to making disclaimers, but you couldn't forget about toast.
So with that, I think I gotta call this podcast toast.
Hey, we don't do that anymore.
Oh shit, that's right. We have to disclose those.
Now you make proclamations about shit you dig.
By the way.
Yeah?
By the way.
Yeah?
Shit I dig. Yeah. One thing, not three.
Okay. All right. Shit I dig.
Member?
I forgot.
One
thing. One thing.
One thing. Yep. Not three.
Not three. One thing. Not three.
One thing.
One thing. One shit.
Not three. Not three.
One shit I dig.
Yep. 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 Because that's all the shit you get in a dig.
That's all the shit I can dig in a week is one thing.
Yep. One thing.
Pick one thing.
Pick one shit to dig.
Okay, I'll pick one shit to dig.
Yeah, you may shit more than that.
I do, but I can only dig one shit a week. I got it.
Yes. Yep. Yes, because of time limitations.
Right, we've got constraints about how much shit we can dig. So
yes,
I understand.
Our show only allows so much toilet paper.
We are only afforded so many shits per episode.
Yes.
Two shits per episode.
Although you don't rehearse the show in advance, there are rehearsals for the show's promos. Here are some samples.
This is ESH, Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Wait a minute, you can't say that.
Why the fuck can't you say that?
Because we're doing a promo and we need to make that sound classy.
If it's our thing.
Classy.
Look, we're doing... Hold on. Here we go again. All right, this is ESH, Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
You can't say that.
Why the fuck can't you say that? It's our thing.
But we're doing the promo and we have to make it sound classy.
Fuck being classy. Are you saying we're not classy?
No, I'm saying, look, we're doing, if you guys want to hear what we actually sound like, you can listen to our podcast on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. But we're going to keep this thing classy and not cuss.
Whatever. Yeah, right. Let's see how long that lasts.
Anyway, check out the podcast. We talk about video games, we talk about anime, we talk about tech, and pretty much anything else that comes up. Electric Sisterhood. It's all you need.
You heard.
Oh my god, that was awful.
Alright.
Okay, let's run that through a few more times.
Mm-hmm. Alright, this is ESH, Electric Sisterhood, home of the best...
The fucking best.
You can't say that.
Why the fuck can't you say that? It's our thing.
Because we're doing the promo and we need to sound like, you know, like classy.
Oh, fuck, so we're not classy? Classy?
I'm not saying that we're not classy. I'm just saying on the promo you can't say fuck.
Fuck.
Fuck! You can't say that.
Okay, so what about duck? Can I say duck?
Yeah, it won't work the same way. Look, what? if people want to hear the unfiltered version, they should just listen to the podcast. Totally lost what I was going to say after that. Alright. I think we're going to get it on this one, ladies. I think we're going to get it on this one.
You can cobble them together from this stuff anyway.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Alright, this is ESH, Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
You can't say that.
Why the fuck can't she say that? It's our thing.
Because we're doing the promo and we need to sound like classy.
Oh, so we're not classy normally?
No, I'm not saying that we're not classy. Look, I'm just saying that for the promo, we should keep it, like, clean.
Fuck yeah, right. Nothing we do is clean.
That's true. On the podcast and not on the promo. So if you want to hear the unfiltered version of the Sisterhood, then come to the website, www.electricsisterhood.com, and click on the podcast player and listen to our podcast and get the unfiltered version. That's ESH. We talk about anime, video games, and tech stuff. That'll work. Oh, one, two, three.
So if it is...
Have you had your Wheaties today?
I am sorry. I forgot to let my tongue off the leash. Okay. So visit us online at esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. Damn it. Just...
Where's all that game magic?
It's not so easy as it sounds.
It's not. It's really not.
Well, usually you end it at esh.mobi, so I'm trying to go beyond, above and beyond.
Do it. You got it. It's right there.
Just grab it. Play with it a little bit.
Okay, yeah, play with it a bit. Like a cat and a mouse. Okay.
Not what, I was thinking, but that's a great analogy.
What?
Nothing. Move on, move on.
Okay. Rochelle, if you were here, I would totally ask for some daps.
I totally went to the same place, so it's all good.
All right, calm down, guys. So visit us online at esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi for the full story.
Yeah, Electric Sisterhood. It's all you need.
You heard.
All right, so I have to say, get ready to get your nerd on. You have to say, kick the week off with games, gadgets, and general geekery with the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
But it's not called the Eshcast!
Motherfucker?
Did he write that or did you?
I did.
Okay,
have you looked at iTunes lately?
No.
It motherfucking is called the Eshcast.
Oh, I thought we'd see.
It says Eshcast, the Electric Sisterhood.
Oh.
Motherfucker, where you been?
I'm sitting like, why is Evan putting fucking words in my mouth? But he didn't, you did. But that's okay, because you do that all the time. I didn't know.
He sent the fucking thing to everybody, and I said, I'm going to rework it. And I resent it to everybody.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I said it to you, Douche, Phil, and Evan.
He sent it to Douche?
Douche. Oh. I sent it to Douche.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Damn it.
All right. All right, so I have to say, kick the week off with games, gadget, and general geekery with the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast. Okay, I can say that. That's all I got.
No, then I close it out by saying it's going down each week, only on the land of Esh, nerdcore at its finest. I basically changed your part, my part, and a piece of his part.
Okay. Let's do it. Wait, is this part already written, like, recorded?
They've already done theirs.
Okay, let's do it.
So get to your mic.
But I can't see it over there. How am I supposed to read it if I can't read it? Can you write it down on paper?
Oh, my God.
Print it really fast. Like, find a piece of paper, write it down. Write it down. Sorry, when it's new words, I have to have them written. That's new words. New words. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I got who's it's good, what's it's galore. You like think of a Bob? Well, go fuck yourself. I don't care. You suck balls. I'm going home. I want to be where the black people are. I don't mean prison. or pop.
Stop it. Stop it. You stop it right now.
Okay. So,
I'm going to say my thing.
First, and then I'm going to say my thing.
And then you're going to say your thing. And then I'm going to say my last thing. Okay? All right, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, I got this.
You got it?
I got it.
Oh, have you read it?
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast. I can read. I don't like to, but I can. If I am forced at gunpoint, I'll read books all day. War and Peace, you got it.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Thank you. Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
It's going down each week only in the land of Esh. Nerdcore at its finest. See? With that so hard? With that hard? With that hard? With it hard?
See? And I bet those bitches fucking locked the door.
I fucking have a key. Audrey has a fucking key. We have fucking keys. Bitches! Did you say bitch ass motherfuckers?
Yes, I said bitch ass motherfucker. Yes, I did. I'm channeling Nene Leakes right now. Bitch ass motherfucker.
It's because we try to do this as a conversation and not as like an organized, like, we do like, news at the top of the hour and then we do reviews.
Panda's done outlines and those episodes were glorious. Having structure is nice. Not having to think on your toes. But there's no fun in that, really.
We suck all the fun out of it when we get organized.
It's scripted fun, which is fine for some people. But
it's not us.
But that's not what you're subscribing to. You are subscribing to the fact that I'm going to fuck up in the hour that we talk.
We are random.
And that's why I
hope. Organized chaos.
Here's another example when the task seems simple. The title for episode 100 was, Go, Team Venture. All that was required was for Ninja, Panda, and Magic to say it in unison. Complicating that task was the fact that all three participants were remote on Skype, so they couldn't use visual clues to know when they were supposed to say the words. Here's the result.
Let's try it. This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 100.
Go Team Venture!
Okay, that right, sucks. So, obviously, 1 second for me is different than 1 second for you and 1 second for McKenzie.
All right, let's try again.
The intro thing, so we could just... Do
so
it.
Why don't we do this? Why don't I do this is the da 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 da, and then I'll count down and go 1, 2, 3, and then after 3, we'll all say slowly, go Team Venture.
Why are we doing it slowly?
Because if we say it fast, my fast is faster than Amanda's fast and faster than your fast.
But we have to make it sound like legible. Not to mention, she's given us the 1, 2, 3, and she can edit that out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's try it.
Okay.
We're doing it slowly?
Yes.
Because yeah. I think doing it slowly is more likely to... All right, whatever. Go.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 100. 1, 2, 3. Go!
Go Team Venture!
You guys suck!
It's so not energetic when we do it that way.
No, it's not. Okay. So somebody needs to do it.
Each of you say separately, go Team Venture. And
that's
I
so
can
mesh
it
all together?
Yeah, in
post.
Okay. All right.
But it's too slow that way, though.
Yes. Yep.
At each step, and yep. I can put it together.
Yeah, so say each word and then pause. So go.
No, say each syllable.
Each syllable?
And then you're just going to speed it up and
team
merge it together.
Venture.
Go Team Venture. Sure.
Okay, and you'll put it together,
and I'll put it together.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. I'll go first. Do you want it? My regular like pitch, but just the emphasis on the syllables, or should I say it slow with pitch? So do you
Isn't
want go
thing?
Team Venture, or do you want me to be
go Team Venture?
I want you to go. Go Team Venture.
Okay.
You gotta put a space in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go Team Venture.
That sounds okay.
Now it's your turn.
Now we gotta do it. All right, because you go now.
All right. Go Team Venture.
Yep, that sounded
fine. That was terrible.
And now it's my turn. Here's where the fuck-ups happen, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, am I screaming, like, go Team Venture, or am I just
you
saying?
You sound at least slightly enthusiastic about
okay.
it.
Okay. Go Team Venture! I'm far too giddy for this.
Okay.
All right, ladies.
I still don't see why we can't just go Team Fincher.
Team Fincher.
That's why. Do you guys, if you want to do one of those each on your own, go ahead, do it now. First Mackenzie, okay, then Amanda.
Amanda, you and I together. Because I, right, I feel like you and I are more synchronized than Marcella does.
Then who's going to do the this is
don't
between
worry about
you
that
and
part.
We have that like four times yeah already.
Oh, all right. Right, then so how are we going to count? Okay.
Two, one. Go,
Team Venture!
All right, after one, you then started talking immediately.
Sorry.
Okay?
I get excited. Okay.
All right. Three, two, one. Go Team Venture! Why are you so out of sync?
To me, it sounds like I'm talking right when you're talking.
Oh, to me it sounds like I'm on Venture and you're like, go!
No, I'm hearing, I'm, never mind. This isn't working.
Obviously.
And here is the final, edited version.
Go Team Venture!
Panda turned 30 this year. Here's how she viewed turning 30. 6 years ago.
Oh wow, Rochelle, your birthday's coming up. How old are you going to be again?
Suck it.
29?
Suck it.
Right, I'm turning 24.
Ooh.
Hey, it's a big month.
Fucking deal. Shit.
It's a big deal.
24 is not a big deal.
Yes, it is, because then I'm at 25.
Yeah.
And they'll be able to rent a car, and then there's no more milestones besides
30. It doesn't go directly from 25 to depth dig shit.
No. It goes 25 to 30, and then it's like 60, and then, oh my god, where did my life go? And then death.
You are so bad. Dude!
So.
Seriously?
So 24-year-old me needs to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
She clearly does not understand.
24-year-old you is a dip.
Yep. Because 30-year-old me is really kind of fed up with that idea. Because now in my mind, it goes 30, 35, big party for 40, bigger party for 50, kids somewhere in that lineup, parties. Like, I pitch a delight. After 45.
Really? Well, you need to make sure that you have the kids before that, because there's no life when you have
kids. Well, no,
kids.
Like, I'd have kids before that, but I'm just saying, because then eventually I'll have grown-up kids, and they'll have kids, and then I'll get to be grandma, and I'll just be like, you ain't
right
mine.
Right in Vegas, because that's where I bees. I'll be at the burlesque show.
Yeah. Like, I think when you're young, and you don't understand what getting older, like, you know, what
you have weird conceptions of what getting older is.
You understand the concept that every year you're going to grow 1 year, which means you're that much older. But I think when you're young and you have no idea of what that means to you personally, you build up these fears and all these anxiety over it.
You're getting way too deep right now. You need you to understand that 24-year-old you was a douche.
I'm sure 22-year-old me was even bigger of a douche.
A bigger douche.
So the older you get, the less douchier you get, unless you're like Kanye West.
Right.
That chart's completely different.
Life lessons. This was crazy fun.
I can't believe half the shit that comes out of my mouth.
I can't believe that you don't remember most of the
shit coming
out of your mouth.
I don't. Which means I don't believe any of it. Because the things that I believe are the things I remember. And I mean, I still think I should have a room of gratuitous praise, so I believe that to be a finite truth in all realities.
Oh my god. But this was crazy fun. We will have to do this again, for sure, and run through stuff, because this was really
interesting. I can't imagine what 34-year-old Pandalicious is going to think of 30-year-old Pandalicious.
Well,
she'll probably be like,
she's
so pretentious.
We'll find out in a little while. But it's so cool to, like, hear some stuff, these gems, that we haven't heard in a long time, even though we have the ability, you know, by checking out our podcast. See,
because we have the ability, we just don't have the desire.
But you should check out these gems and more by checking out our podcast on the regular, which you can find on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. You'll also find our podcast in the iTunes Music Store, both on your desktop and in the podcast application, by searching for the Eshcast or Electric Sisterhood and subscribing. You can also get our podcast in the Microsoft Store. We're on Stitcher Radio, and we're also on VOG Network on Tuesdays right before Anime Jam Session. So make sure that you check out our show whichever way you like to get it, from whatever spot you prefer. Just make sure you're on that Eshness, because it's awesome sauce. You can also check out our reviews, written articles, previews, and pieces on our website, www.egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. Subscribe to the page, and that way, the moment we put out a new article, you'll be notified. You can share it on your social, whatever, engage. We love hearing your feedback on our pieces. You can also check us out across social, on Facebook at facebook.com/landofesh, on Twitter at ESH News, and we do have that copy of Bayonetta that, as no one entered last week for our giveaway, we will be doing a retweet contest this week to give away. So if you want that Bayonetta too, make sure that you're following at ESH News on the Twitter, and stay tuned to find out what you got to retweet and when in order to win the copy. You can also check out the other amazing shows that are part of our network. While our brand new episodes go out typically on Mondays, you can check out an episode of No Borders, No Race, hosted by our homeboy KBD, King Baby Duck, on Tuesdays. If it's indie, then KBD is talking about it. Music, movies, theater, TV, entertainment, all of it. And with a little bit of Japanese thrown in there as well for your learning pleasures. It's all on No Borders, No Race, so make sure you check that out on Tuesdays. And on Wednesdays, if you want some bass in your face, beats for your feet, then make sure that you're checking out Geek Aggro, hosted by Deuces Wild, EDM, trap music, stuff that just has a lot of umta for your pleasure. Check it out. Subscribe. On Thursdays, if you've got issues,
he's got issues,
y'all can have issues together. The Issues Guy Issues Program, call in live. Be part of the YouTube live stream. Share your questions. It's no big whoop. It's just random and a good time. If, like I said, for the rest of the week, your nerd needs satiating. We've got all kinds of stuff that we're sharing across social. So make sure that you follow us, you fan us, and you engage with us. Because the conversation ain't a conversation if it's only one-sided. So with that, I'm going to turn to my sister and say, hey, sis.
Hey.
What shit you digging this week?
Me, myself, and I.
Okay, Dayla.
Soul, what are you digging this week?
I'm digging
you?
Recordings. Oh. Because they allow you to be faced and smacked in the face with the truth that is undeniable. And I like that, even when I'm called out on my shit. And I love doing this podcast with you.
So I love doing it with you too,
we'll continue
bro.
On. As always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Until next week.
Peace!